Okay. I want to start by just recapping for a second a little bit about what we did last time. Did people see the Makoro? Raise a hand. Yeah. Some people saw? Yeah. Yeah? Okay. So we're gonna discuss a really interesting sugya this week. Really today and this week. But it's a sugya that comes up not in the Gemara, but in Tosfot. But I'll just start by recapping the Mishnah that we saw. So the Mishnah said, Arve Pesachim Samech L'Mincha, on Erev Pesach, before Pesach starts, when you get close to the time of Mincha, Lo Yocha Adam, a person cannot eat, Ad Shetech Shach, until it gets dark. And we asked a lot of questions last time, specifically, is it Erev Pesachim, Arve Pesachim was one of the questions we spoke about. We spoke about, does it apply to just Pesach Rishon, or is the entire Mishnah applying to Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Was another question we spoke about. This time we're going to speak about Tosfot, Dibur Hamaskil, Ad Shetech Shach. People saw it? Nobody asked me any questions, so I'm assuming. I'd be shocked if like everyone understood the Tosfot. It's like a really complicated one, I thought. But I'd be shocked. But it's a really important Tosfot, so we'll read it together. But before we see the Tosfot, we're going to see the Gemara, because the Gemara really gives us like the background to the Tosfot. Does anyone who really understood the Gemara want to read it for us? Dino, you read it last time. I'm not going to give it to you guys. Someone else. Joey, go for it, yeah. Gemara.
My area, Arve Pesachim, I feel Arve Shavas, Yom Tov and Nam. So the Mishnah opens by saying, Arve or Arve Pesachim, you can't eat close to Mincha, but why would we only talk about Arve Pesachim if we have the same halakha on Arve Shavas or Arve Yom
Tov? Okay, so let me just clarify. The Gemara is asking why the halakha of the Mishnah is, on Arve Pesach, you can't eat when you get close to Mincha. Instead, you have to wait until it's dark. And the question of the Gemara is, why doesn't the Mishnah say, Erev Pesach, Vishabis, Viyamim Tovim? Why would it say that? Because the laws of not eating an Erev Shabbos, I'm not eating an Erev Pesach, also applies to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Anyone know why? Has anyone ever heard that before? Not supposed to eat a meal on Erev Shabbos? Yeah,
Mickey. It's like you're hungry for when the meal comes
up. Right, you want to be hungry not just for the Pesach Seder, not just because of matzah, not just because of Heder Mitzvah, you also want to be hungry for the Shabbos meal. So the Mishnah could have included that. It's the same halacha. In fact, what would have been the most concise way to say it? Yom Tov Shabbos. And what does that include? Pesach. Includes Pesach, right? Pesach is a Yom Tov. Very good. So it could have said that. So the question of the Gemara is, why does it leave out Shabbos and Yom Tov? Yeah. Go for it, Joey.
So because there's a brisa that says that you shouldn't eat on Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov from Mincha and onwards, so you go into Shabbos when you're hungry, dear Rebbe Yehuda, that's Rebbe Yehuda.
Okay, so same halacha as the Mishnah?
No,
just about. Just about? Yeah, well, meaning, what's the difference?
Some of Mincha versus Mincha and Mincha and Mala.
Alright, we'll put that on the side for now. Okay, that's according to Rebbe Yehuda. And Joey, keep going.
Rebbe Yossi Omer, Okol Aholi Chachetach Shach, you can eat until it gets dark.
Okay, so according to Rebbe Yossi, on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, if you could eat until it gets dark. So we really have three cases here. Who's using my whiteboard? Okay, I'm going to do that. All right, three cases here. We have the Mishnah. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say Mishnah. I should say we have Pesach. Pesach, when can you eat until? Samech L'Mincha. Right? Shabbos and Yom Tov, when can you eat until?
Depends on
what?
Rabbi Yossi said until dark.
Okay, Rabbi Yossi says until. Where does Rabbi Yossi go and where does Rabbi Yehuda go?
Sorry, is it the wrong rabbi? I was like.
No, you're right. I think Rabbi Yossi is the other extreme.
Yeah.
Right?
No limit.
He says you can eat until.
Dark, yeah.
Ajit Tekshach. There is no limit on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What does he do about having an appetite for Shabbos? I don't know. It's something that we need to explore. And Rabbi Yehuda?
He's just always hungry, so he's not hungry. Rabbi Yehuda said.
Yeah. Okay, he says, Min ha-mincha. Okay, so really three opinions, right? Three opinions, everyone sees? Right, so for Pesach, Samech L'Mincha, you have to stop eating. Shabbos and Yom Tov, we have a machloka between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah.
What does the Hava mean to think we go like Rabbi Yehuda? Just assume that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda.
Why do you think that's the Hava?
Because it's part of the question, saying.
So we'll get to that. Good. Okay. It's just the question. You're saying the question only makes sense if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. Yeah. Anyone else? Joey, keep going.
Okay. The line in the Mishnah of Arab Sakh and Sam Mikha, Lo Yokal, is only necessary according to Rabbi Yossi, Damar Okal Baholi Kacha Tasha, who says that you can eat until it gets dark on Arab Shabbos and Arab Yom Tov. Hani Mili Arab Shabbos is Yom Tovim. That only applies to Arab Shabbos and Yom Tov, Aval the Arab Pesach, but on Arab Pesach, even Rabbi Yossi would say, Mishuk Yu the Masa Modet. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree that on the Arab Pesach you'd have to stop eating around Mincha because of the Chiyuv of Matzah.
Okay, so what's the answer? The question was, why does the Mishnah only say Arab Pesachim? You have to stop eating. What's the answer according to the Gemara?
Based on Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah, it only makes sense that we're excluding Shabbos and Yom Tov if we hold like Rabbi Yossi. Meaning why? Why if we hold like Rabbi Yossi are we excluding Shabbos and Yom Tov? It's a different halacha. Right? On Pesach, you have to stop eating Samach L'mincha. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to stop eating. You don't. Right? So why would the Mishnah include Shabbos and Yom Tov if it's a different halacha? It doesn't apply. Right? That's the answer of the Gemara. Now, I'm not going to, I want to get to the next point. But then the Gemara asks, or suggests, maybe you can say even according to Rabbi Yehuda. How could you say even according to Rabbi Yehuda?
Different.
How is it different?
Versus
what's the difference between Samach L'mincha and Minha Mincha?
Samach seems like it's before.
Right, we saw. Yeah, so even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's much more similar to the Mishnah, but it's not exactly the same. Samach L'mincha is not the same as Mincha. So it's like a difference of like a half hour or whatever you want, a half hour according to Rashi, a little bit according to the Rashbam, right? But it's still different. So that's the answer of the Gemara. The answer of the Gemara is it's not the same. Right, Pesach is Samach L'mincha. Shabbos and Yom Tov is either Adri Tachshach or Minha Mincha. But either way, it's not the same. So it makes sense that the Mishnah did not include Shabbos and Yom Tov. Everyone see that? Okay. Now we're going to look at Tosho. And we'll go through it together. At least the first part we'll do inside. What time did we start? 8? Time is it now? 8:07. Okay, great. Okay, so let's look at Tosho. Ad Shetachshach. Anyone want to... Want to try it? Give it a shot? At least the beginning? Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Makshinan amai itzirich ad shetachshach. So why do we need the language of ad shetachshach? Pshita, it's obvious.
What does the ode imply?
Another
question, yeah. It's another question. Okay, so what's the first question?
It's obvious that once you say, at the time you can start eating is ad shetachshach.
Why is that obvious?
That's when the clock starts.
You got to eat at some point, right? There's a mitzvah of Suda, right? It says stop. You could have just said stop eating Samach L'mincha, and we would have known. Actually, like that's when you can start eating once the clock actually starts. Okay, so that's question one. Yeah, question two.
The odes of the Gemara Gabe Shabbat of Yom Tovim lo ketanu, and also in the Gemara regarding Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's not taught.
Okay, so Tosfos doing something weird here. What's Tosfos doing? Whose question is he asking?
The
He's asking the Gemara's question. And you would probably expect Tosfos to give whose answer?
Not the
Gemara's. I would think he would give the Gemara's answer.
But
Gemara is...
Why would he ask it?
Okay, so that's also good. That's why I think it's weird. Why is he asking the Gemara's question? He could look in the Gemara. But instead he asks the Gemara's question, which is, why does the Mishnah only say Pesach and not say Shabbos and Yom Tov? That's his question. He says this is the Gemara's question. And he suggests an answer. And what's his answer?
Are you sure that's the Gemara's question?
He says it. He says...
I mean, it says, but did Gemara Gavi Shabbos is Yom Tov, Lo Ketanu Lei, seems to be talking about the you can't eat until it gets, not that you can't eat, not that once it gets dark you can start eating. But the Gemara's question is, why don't we say that, why aren't Arab Shabbos and Arab Yom Tov included in this?
That's what I think it's saying when it says Shabbatot Yom Tovim, Lo Ketanu Lei, it's not taught.
Well, I don't know, I thought the Gemara was talking about how they're excluded from the you can't eat from around Mincha and onwards. And Tosfos is asking that in the what we have by the Braisa that we have for Arab Shabbos and Arab Yom Tov doesn't mention the Braisa doesn't say Lo Yochal Adam Ba'Arvei Shabbos Yom Tov Min Amin Kol Amala Ad Shetachshach.
I think both questions are on the Mishnah. Why is the Mishnah excluding it? That's the Gemara's question. Why is it not? The Gemara said my iri arve psachim, why is it only dealing with arve psachim? afilu arve shabbatopi yom tovim. That's what the Gemara says. So it's a question on the Umar's question is on the Mishnah. Why is it excluding Shabbos?
But it's only talking about the Mincha part. It's not talking about the you can eat once it gets dark. Whereas Tosfos is focusing on that.
Okay,
they're asking different questions.
Two different questions.
Okay,
they're both to the same point of why is there a discrepancy between.
You're making a good point, and this what you're saying might be why Tosfos splits the questions into two. Right, the first question of Tosfos is why it says Adji Takshach. That's obvious. Adji Takshach. And the second question of Tosfos.
Even if you can find a reason for Adji Takshach, why doesn't it say it by Shabbos and Yom Tov?
Okay, so the second question is why exclude Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? So those two questions. Those are the two questions of Tosfos. Yeah.
A little interesting is Rabbi Yossi actually does say Adji Takshach.
By Shabbos and Yom Tov. He says,
Adji Takshach.
You can eat Adji Takshach. Right, but he's saying it in a different context. He's saying you could do it until.
He was asking about the stopping time.
Yeah.
Why does
they both use the same language, but it's a different timeline? Okay, so, but very good. Good point, Joey. Okay, so that's the Gemara's question. The Tosfos' question, at least the second question, is similar to the Gemara's question. Why are we excluding Shabbos and Yom Tov? And what's the answer that Tosfos gives? He quotes the Rimi Korbil. Okay, anyone ever heard of the Rimi Korbil? It's a classic. Now you know the Rimi. Okay. But Omer HaRimi Korbil. The Gabe Matzah, Dapka Be'inan Adji Takshach. Only by Matzah do we need to say Adji Takshach. Do we need to say the point until it gets dark? That's when you can start eating. Kedetanya Petosefta, Pesach Matzah Mer, Mitzvasa Misha Takshach. Right? By Pesach, Matzah, and Mer, you can only eat it once it gets dark. Okay, so what's that the answer to?
First question.
The first question, right? Okay. It connects matzah and mar to Pesach. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, when can you eat your Shabbos and Yom Tov meal?
No.
When can you eat your Shabbos? And do that early Shabbos?
Sometimes.
In your life? Sometimes? Right, especially in like the summer, when Shabbos starts at like 8 p.m. Right, so That's what he's saying. How does that answer the question? How is he answering the question? Why doesn't the Mishnah say Erev Pesach, Shabbos, and Yom Tov?
Because it's different halakha.
What's the difference?
That with the other Yom Tov, you have the option of starting it early, but it's not an option.
You can make early Pesach.
Okay. By Pesach, you cannot start. You don't have the option to start early. By Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you want, you can start it early. And what's that called? What's it called in Hebrew? Tosefet Shabbos, yeah. Tosefet Shabbos is the term we're looking for. Right, so there's a concept called Tosefet Shabbos. And that's his answer, right? Because of Tosefet Shabbos, Pesach is different than Shabbos and Yom Tov. Is that the same answer as the Gemara? Yeah, Joe.
Because inherently, from what we've been discussing this entire time, we weren't even really looking at Adji Takshach as the stopping point. We were really only discussing what this actual starting point was, or trying to decide what this point was that you're no longer allowed to eat. But now, instead, Tosa seems to be saying that the debate and the reason why Pesach is separate from Shabbos and Yom Tov is because the end point of this original period on the Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov is different, not what we're starting with.
Okay, great, good. Okay, great. I don't want to go through the rest of Tosfot. It's a little bit long. I'll basically summarize it. There's basically one more answer given to this question. Anyone know what the last answer given is? Anyone see it? Rabbeinu Yechiel? So he basically says there's a Havamina that I could eat the Korban Pesach during the day. What's the Havamina?
We shecht it during the day.
Right? Because we shecht the Korban Pesach during the day, there's a Havamina I can eat it during the day. What's the Mishnah doing?
It's telling us that we can't.
Right. It's the reason it only specifies Pesach is because only by Pesach do I need to specifically tell you. Because only by Pesach do I have a Havamina. I would have thought I can eat it during the day because I shecht it during the day. Therefore, by Pesach, I need to tell you Ad Shetachshach. So he's really answering question one. Why is it saying specifically Ad Shetachshach? Okay? Yeah, everyone good so far? Okay, so now we really have three answers to our question. Here we go. Oh, man.
Oh, that's true.
Okay.
So you didn't write it when it had your name on it.
Why would I write myself in the middle of a...
Okay, we have three answers to our question. We have the Gemara. The Gemara, whose answer is... What's the Gemara's answer? Different halacha, right? It's a different halacha. One of them is Samach L'Mincha, and one of them is Mincha, or Achi Tekshach. Okay, then we have the Rimi Korbil. What's his answer? So Tosefet Shabbos, which is kind of similar. Why is it similar to the Gemara? It's also a different halacha, but a different halacha. Okay, fine. All right, and what's the final one?
Korban Pesach.
Korban Pesach. Is that a different halacha?
Yes.
You sure?
No,
it's
just a dressing.
What's the dressing?
A Havamina.
A Havamina, right? It's, so this one, I think, is a little bit different than those two, right? Does that make sense? People see that? And these two are both saying the reason the Gemara didn't include Shabbos and Yontif is because it's a different halacha. The Gemara is saying it's a different halacha because of the word. Either the word Samach, right? The Rimur Korbil is saying it's a different halacha because on Shabbos, you have Tosefet Shabbos, right? Right? That's why it's different. But they're basically both saying it's a different halacha, and that's why it doesn't mention Shabbos. He's not saying it's because it's a different halacha. He's saying it's because there's a Havamina that I need to dispel, which is that you can eat the Korban Pesach during the day. This is all just set up. Then we're going to get into the brisker analysis. Yeah, tell. Great question. You can do it from after Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha.
Yeah.
Doesn't
that just echo what
Rabbi
Huda is saying then?
Why?
Because Rabbi Huda is saying Minimincha. Like, if you're not supposed to eat from Minimincha, then it's correlated to the same time that you, like...
Yeah, sorry.
I don't think I'm actually developing this point well, but I think it would be interesting to compare from... If you're not allowed to eat Samach L'Mincha for Pesach, and that's the earliest you could do Shabbos, I feel like that is more grounds for why you would have a Havamina that you could bring in Pesach earlier.
I'm sorry, I didn't follow. Brings me after. All right, now here's where we're going to get a little bit deeper, okay? I want to think about not just what everyone says, but why everyone says what they say. And the biggest question I want to analyze is, why only... Which do you guys think is the best answer? Let's start with that.
Rabbi Huda,
why?
Because you already... Like, everything else is kind of already known.
I actually think that's the weakest answer. And I'll tell you why I think that. Because it's just based on, like, you would have thought this, but really we don't want you to think that, so we're only going to teach this. It's much stronger to say we're not teaching Shabbos and Yontif because it's literally a different halacha. You know what I mean? That's like a stronger... I didn't include that because the rules are different.
Yeah.
I didn't put this in your handbook because the handbook doesn't apply... The rule doesn't apply to you. It's better than saying, I don't put it in your handbook because I don't want you to think that this might be the rule. I don't want to confuse you.
But I feel like in terms of, like, for the second question, okay, but I feel like in terms of answering the first one, like, the precedent of the halacha that the Gemara and the Rio are bringing up, like, are already known from other sources and Chas based on the Tosfot.
Good, okay.
Whereas,
you're saying it's taught other places.
Yeah, whereas Rabbi Yehuda is, like, bringing in something new.
The Havamina is a new idea.
Yeah.
This Havamina. And it's also, I'll support you, also, it's only one that's specific to Pesach.
Yeah.
Right? That's our topic. In other places, we talk about Shabbos. This is a Pesach answer.
Yeah.
Okay, great, yeah. Dina?
I would say that the strongest is the one about Tosefet Shabbos.
Yeah.
Because, one, it sort of, like, ties in, like, nicely to Pesach, because you know that Pesach has to be at night, whereas a lot of other, like, not just the fact that, like, you can have early Shabbos, but, like, they specifically say, I think even Dereisa, that you have to have your Seder at night.
Yeah.
And, like, it's
sure.
Important that it needs to be at night as opposed to other holidays where it's not quite as...
It really highlights the difference between Pesach and Shabbos and Yontif.
And the other reason is because when Judah and I went through the things, like, besides Tosafot, like, two or three other people all were, like, mentioning that, which
okay.
Makes me, like...
Okay, good.
I've just seen more arguments for it, so I'm already...
Yeah, people think it's a good answer to Sefer Shabbos. So then if that's the best answer, what's the follow-up question? Why doesn't the Gemara say that, or anyone else say that? If that's really the best answer, why is nobody else saying it? Right? That's a good question. So that's the question we're going to ask, is why is nobody else giving the answer of Tosefet Shabbos? Before we get to it, let's look at the Rush. People saw the Rush? Mm-hmm. Yeah, people saw. He says very similar to the...
Okay, there we go. Thanks.
All right, so the Rush says, he says very similar to Tosfot. He says the following. Arvei Pesachim. Samach Lemincha Loyal. Okay, Achitekshach. Tema. Amai Tan Achitekshach. Why does it say Achitekshach? Tvei, me Arvei Shabbatov, Arvei Yamin Tovim, Deloktani. But it doesn't say Shabbos and Yom Tov. Same question as Gemara, same question as Tosfot. To look, honey. Ella lo yochal mina mincha lamala v'sulo. V'yesh lomar. Here's his answer. The asa lashm yunan. What's the answer? Afal gav de shabbatot u'char yamin tovim yachol lohosif mina chol al hakodesh. You can add from chol onto kodesh. You're allowed to. What's adding chol onto kodesh?
Starting
Shabbos early. Okay. Ula chol kodem shetakshach. You can eat before it's dark. Kedamrinam beparak tefillah shachar. Alright, so he gives the same answer as Toso, as the Rimu Korbil. The reason it doesn't mention Shabbos and Yom Tov is because of the idea of Tosefet Shabbos. Does he say it any differently than Toso said it? Anyone pick up on anything? Any diukim on that?
Like, adding Chol to Shabbos.
Yeah. What did Toso say?
Starting Shabbos.
Okay, yeah.
I
think you're exactly right. Toso just said you can eat your Shabbos meal mi ba'od yom while it's still day. How does the Rush say it? He coins the term. He doesn't coin it, but he uses the term. Tosfot never said the word Tosefet Shabbos, right? Mm-hmm. He never used that terminology. But the Rush is saying, you can be Mosif Shabbos, you can add Shabbos, you can add Shabbos to Chol. You can add it during the day. Right, so that's very different. Yeah, Josh.
Starting the Yom Tov earlier, though, is different than eating earlier.
Okay, yeah.
So
if you start the Yom Tov earlier, can you eat earlier?
Well, even still, like, if he's saying like, the big idea is that you can start earlier, you can also start Pesach earlier.
Okay, how would you start Pesach earlier?
You just, like, you're Mekadosh the Yom. You don't necessarily.
But if you can't eat, what's the point?
You can. You still can.
You just can't eat what?
You just can't eat matzah. You can start the rest of it.
Yeah, okay, Adam.
Very similar adding on. Let's take the example of it. What's the one fast day that can land on a Friday? There's only one. If it lands on a Friday, you still can't eat until Tzeis. You can't start your Friday night meal then, but Shabbos starts earlier.
Okay.
Or let's say you...
you're saying even if you start... Okay, you're giving a good example. Even if you start Shabbos early...
You still can't eat.
So what is it? Is it the fast day or is it Shabbos?
You're taking on the Isser Melacha.
No, that's because of the fast. It's just like how you can make plog first day of it hypothetically, but yeah. Not second day.
Okay.
Because you've got to wait for the day to end.
You got to wait for the day to end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because when you, let's say you daven Maariv by Plak HaMincha, what you're essentially doing is taking on the restrictions of the next day, even though it's not actually the next day yet. It's still this day. So
you're taking on the restrictions of the next day.
Right.
Are you doing anything else?
No.
What?
As far as I know, you're not.
I want to hear what Adam is suggesting.
Just low sauces.
Adam is suggesting when you make early Shabbos, all you're doing is starting the restrictions earlier. But what are you not doing? Anything else. Right?
Okay. Oh, but then why do we say you could make Kiddush?
Mm. Who said you could make Kiddush?
The Gemara says the Gemara.
We're talking about whenever we make early Shabbos.
Okay, so here's going to be the fundamental question we're gonna talk about with Tosefet Shabbos, which is what is the nature of it, to the degree of how much is it Shabbos, and how much is it what?
Chol.
Okay, so that's going to be the question we're going to discuss next. If it's chol, then what's the point of Tosefet Shabbos? If it's not really Shabbos, what's the point of it? Let's say I say you can't do anything. You can't do Kiddush, you can't eat, you can't... Whatever. What's the point of having Tosefet Shabbos?
Feel more holy.
Feel more holy, like the Rush said? Okay, so why would starting Shabbos earlier help me with that?
Because if I'm rushing to cook stuff on Erev Shabbos, totally hypothetically.
Yeah.
And
I know Dorit Amalacha starts at this time, I might be tempted to like push up until that moment, and then like some like the sun sets, and I'm like, oh no, I've like literally done Bishul on Shabbos.
So what is Tosefet Shabbos?
It's
together.
It's clear.
Yeah.
It means I have 18 minutes where like.
Right.
I have this buffer zone of like, okay, I'm going to stop now to make sure I don't do Bishul on Shabbos.
Right, reading is the term geder, it's like a fence. The whole point maybe is we push up the time of Malacha, not because we're actually saying it's actually Shabbos, we're just moving it up so that you don't accidentally violate Shabbos. Right? That's maybe the other side of this. Yeah.
When we talk about Tosefet Shabbos, we're not talking about like the buffer time, right? We're talking about like when you actively choose to start Shabbos early.
Okay. How do you choose to start Shabbos early?
Start jobs early. Like, no, but I'm
maybe,
saying like that's different than what you're describing.
Which is
like, oh, you have this extra time just in case you mess up. Whereas like to accept jobs can be like an hour.
Maybe you need an hour.
In your
shine.
Sure.
Oh, it doesn't have to be an hour. It could be 5 minutes.
Yeah, but I thought like the way I would understand a getter would be like it's a rabbinic. Like, it's rabbinically instituted, everybody has to do it, versus Tosefet Shabbos is like, you can choose to do it, or not choose to do that.
Well, it is a mitzvah. We are supposed to do Tosefet, we'll talk about Halacha L'maaseh after, I won't get into it yet,
but it might be a mitzvah. But I understood it, like, from the, I don't know if it was from the Tosefet or the Rosh, but I thought it was like, starting early Shabbos.
Okay, fine. That's definitely how they seem to
present it.
Yeah.
So if it's not, that's like,
yeah, Moed.
So let's say that, like, Rosh Chodesh falls on Friday night.
Yeah, good.
So if you're starting Shabbos like really early, can you still like do you still say like that matins for Rosh Chodesh?
So you're asking a nafka. That's a nafka mina.
Yeah.
Right. We're gonna think of so many good nafka minas in a second, but that's a good one. So let's start with this. Before we get to that, we're gonna look at a case in the Gemara in Ksuvo, okay? And then we'll get to your nafka mina. Anyone saw the Gemara in Ksuvo? Anyone understand it? Nobody asked me about it, but okay. Assuming everyone understood it. Assuming nobody understood it. So the case is, we're talking about the work that a ketana or a nara, right? What's a ketana or a nara? A young woman, right? The work that she produces goes to her father. That's what the Gemara and Ksuvah discusses. Why does it go to her father?
Because
he has the ability... Right. As an Amen Ivriya, because he can, so to speak, like, have her do work, he also has the rights to her work. Right? But it also discusses, maybe it's not just a katana, but also a nara, right? At a nara stage, he can no longer give his wife to be a maidservant, to be an ama, but he can still marry off. He can still marry off his daughter. Okay? So basically, it says, even if she's a nara, he can still benefit from the work that she does. Okay? But it seems like a little bit out of left field, but that's what it's talking about, the Gemara. But then the Gemara suggests a case where maybe she does work and it doesn't go to her father, it goes to her. Right? Why? Because she did that work in a time when her father could not marry her off. When is a time that a father cannot marry her off?
Shabbos.
Or a time, I'm sorry, not a time when she cannot marry off, or a time that she cannot work.
Shabbos.
Work or marry her off.
Shabbos.
So one answer they give is at night. She's not working at night, therefore any work she does at night goes to her. But another answer it gives is maybe she did the work on Shabbos, and any work she does on Shabbos belongs to her because her father cannot marry her off on Shabbos. Why? What?
Because you can't buy things on Shabbos.
Okay. And what else can't you do on Shabbos?
Work.
And?
Have a simcha.
Good. You can't get married on Shabbos. There's a concept of ein mar ben simcha b'simcha. Because a father is not able to marry off his daughter on Shabbos, any work she does on Shabbos belongs to her. Make sense? Good. How can she be working on Shabbos? Right? How can he marry her off on Shabbos? How does any of that make sense? So what's the answer Tosfot gives?
It's the hour before Shabbos.
It is Shabbos, but it's not Shabbos. When is it? Tosefet Shabbos. So seemingly, you can get married on Tosefet Shabbos. That's the first answer of Tosfot. Anyone tell the second answer? It's a funny one. No, I thought she was funny.
As long as you don't have a meal.
Yeah. Yeah, the second answer is no. It wasn't on Shabbos, but there was no meal. So there's no simcha if there's no meal. So there's no issue of ein marvin simcha v'simcha. Okay, but I'm really focused on the first one. The first answer is she can get married on Shabbos if it's Tosefet Shabbos. Okay, how does that make sense? How can you get married if it's Tosefet Shabbos?
It's not really Shabbos.
If it's not really Shabbos, right? Everyone see that? So now we're kind of developing two different ways you can view you can view Tosefet Shabbos. Do you view Tosefet Shabbos as actual Shabbos? And who seems to say that? I think the Rosh, Lahosif, Kodesh, Al HaChol, he calls it Kodesh.
Yeah.
Or what's the other way you would see Tosefet Shabbos? A Geder, right? A buffer zone. Right? So those are really the two ways we can see Tosefet Shabbos. Is it, I'll call it Shabbos Mamish? Or is it a Geder Malacha? A Geder so you don't do Malacha. Okay, so let's. How do we understand differences in a chakira? We bring nafkaminos.
You can do a malacha.
Okay.
If you're gonna call them both Shabbos, but one of them you can do.
So let's think of some nafkaminos.
Unless you've made it Shabbos.
The obvious nafkaminos are the ones that we saw in the Gemara and Tosfot. The first one is: can you get married on Tosefet Shabbos? If I view it as Shabbos, mamish, can I get married?
No.
And if I see it, it's just a geder malacha. There's no simcha. There's no.
Wait, why are you saying that it's Shabbos? Mamish?
Because you're literally adding Kodesh to the whole.
Yeah, but Kodesh to the whole, implying that it's whole.
Okay, fine.
You don't say Shabbos is like
so, whole, so but Kodesh. That's why we're bringing nafkaminos, right?
Yeah, but...
If you say that... So let's take the other example. The example of our Gemara. So our Gemara said, what's the reason why the Mishnah did not say Shabbos in Yom Tov? Because it's a totally different halacha. Because of early Shabbos. You could bring in Shabbos early... But you can't bring in Pesach early. He saw that as fundamentally different. Like, they're fundamentally different enough that the Mishnah wouldn't even mention Shabbos. It's a fundamental difference. I think we can think of better nafkaminos. Yeah.
Like, maybe you couldn't say Shabbos Mamash because isn't it that, like, if you take on, like, Tosef Shabbos and, like, someone else has it, and if they're a Jew, you can still tell them directly to turn something on or something else.
Okay.
And, like, if it was Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to do that.
Well, it's not that you can tell the person who took early Shabbos. If I take early Shabbos...
If you take early Shabbos, you could tell someone else who hasn't done it yet to, like, turn on the stove.
That's a great point. So which is that a proof towards?
To the Geder Malacha.
I think so. If it was really, really, really Shabbos,
then you wouldn't
I can tell a Jew to do Malacha for me on Shabbos.
But
if you say it's just a buffer zone, maybe it's a buffer zone for me, but I can ask someone who didn't take on that buffer zone to do Malacha for me.
Yeah.
That's a great nafkamina for me. I like it, yeah. Yeah.
But even if it was the...
I'll write down the note.
Shabbos Mamish, I feel like you could tell a Jew who hadn't taken on Shabbos yet to...
But then you'd be benefiting from the work of a Jew on Shabbos.
No, but it wasn't Shabbos for him.
No, that's
on Shabbos. So that means it's not really real Shabbos then.
The mirror.
It's
a
different Shabbos.
It's a
different
Shabbos. It's a mirror, whether or not he listens to
it. Mirror Liudi. All right, I'll think of another Nafkamina. Nafkamina 2. Ones that's not in the Gemara and not in Tosfot. Not in anything. Here's one. So we saw marriage, we saw that one. How about this? Let's say it is Sukkot, right? Last day of Sukkot, do you eat in a sukkah or not in a sukkah? On Shmini Atzeret, do you eat in a sukkah or not in a sukkah? Anyone here not eating a sukkah on Shmini Atzeret? Okay. You don't eat a sukkah. What if you start Shmini Atzeret early? Going into Sukkot, would you eat in a sukkah or not? What do you guys think?
But
I
don't start early.
I feel like
you
wouldn't.
No. You would not. Why?
No. Because once doesn't matter what it looks like outside. If you have done an action that is halakhically significant to make it the next day, then it's no longer the day that everyone else thinks it is.
You're saying a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. You're saying I can literally like stop Sukkot in its tracks and suggest that it's no longer Sukkot,
no.
Even though it's still within the days of Sukkot.
Like, there's a halakhic framework for it.
Okay.
It's not like I can do Shabbos on Tuesday. But like, we do that with Shabbos, too. When we start Shabbos early, it's not... We literally start it early. But by starting it early, that implies that it's actually not Shabbos for everyone else except you. Like,
okay.
It's a thing that we're allowed to do in halakhic.
Okay, great, good. So you would be following this side if you held that.
Yeah.
You would say you're literally bringing in the day earlier. You're carrying it down. It's not just to make sure I don't do malacha. I'm literally carrying the day and starting it earlier.
I mean, you could say you're doing that because of whatever personal reasons, great. But yeah.
Great, good, yeah.
Well, I think, like, for specifically that case, it doesn't work because that's what the Rush was getting at, how you're taking from whole... and making it Kodesh. So if there's, like, let's say it's already Sukkot, it's already a Kodesh,
yeah.
And you can't take away from that Kodesh to make another Kodesh.
See, there's no point in this answer.
Yeah.
Right, that's a good point. There's no point of it.
So if there was, but if it was whole,
then the other answer would make sense. I mean, there would be no Tosefet. If you held the whole point is Gadar Melacha, there'd be no concept of Tosefet Shemina Atzeret.
Yeah.
Great, great point. Now, when we said before, we had different answers given, right? The Gemara, the Rimi Korbiel, right? What do you think? Who holds like what? What does the Rimi Korbiel hold like? Which side? How does he view Tosefet Shabbos?
Shabbos Mamish.
I think so. That's why he gives that answer, right? He sees Tosefet Shabbos as legitimate. So I think he would view Tosefet Shabbos this way. And if you don't give that answer, I can't say I know this for sure, but why might that be? Why, we suggested maybe that's the best answer. Why wouldn't you give it? You don't see it as so significant. You see, it's just a Gedr Melacha, just so you don't mess up. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Maybe he would go in this camp. Maybe that's how he views Tosefet Shabbos. Yeah, Arena.
If it's just a Gedr Melacha, then how come you can eat earlier? Like, say, Kiddush and eat.
Are you sure you can?
Well, we were just talking about how the only reason it's significant that you can do Tosefet Shabbos and you can't do Tosefet Pesach is because you can eat.
Anyone know what the Halacha Lamais is?
Yeah. You can. You should try to eat a bit after, say...
You're supposed... Right, it's not enough. You can't have your entire Seudah before during Tosefet Shabbos. You have to actually have some after
tea. Candles.
Okay.
That's a huge mitzvah of Shabbos. How are you able to do that if it's not really Shabbos?
Okay. It's not even the biggest mitzvah of Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Kiddush.
No, I agree, but it's like, that's how you're bringing in Shabbos.
Right.
So if you're not able to do the mitzvah that brings in Shabbos, then...
How can you even start Shabbos? So here's a good nafkamina, right? I'll bring it. There's a machlokas, and it's going to relate to what you're saying.
The candles are still lit.
There's a machlokas between Tosfos and Ritva.
Okay.
I'll put it over here. Tosfos and the Ritva. It's not here. It's in the Masechet Beitza. About how you bring in Shabbos early. Okay? Tosfos says, how do you bring in Shabbos early? You just need to start Shabbos early with a little bit of time before Shabbos. If you start Shabbos a little bit early, right, you just need, like, time. If you start Shabbos early, you fulfill Tosefet Shabbos. The Ritva says you need to do an action. You have to do an action to fulfill Tosefet Shabbos. There has to be a fundamental action you're doing, something you're doing to make it Tosefet Shabbos.
Is Tosefet Shabbos an imperative?
Yeah.
You have to do.
I didn't get into like what's the source of it. Where does it? Anyone know where it comes from?
Yeah, I learned that like you don't know what Benish Mashod is exactly, so you add a few minutes before, and then you're supposed to also add like Tosefet Shabbos, so that we're not like ending early.
Okay, so that would follow more. It's all about like Melacha and not messing up. But what's like the source of Tosefet Shabbos?
Yeah. Yom Kippur.
Yeah, it comes from Yom Kippur. So I didn't get into that, where it comes from, but it is an imperative. It is a mitzvah. The Rabbanan, the Raita is what to talk about there. That could be next time. Okay, I'll bring one or two more nafkamino. This one I think is the most fascinating one, and it might be where I pick up on next time. Did anyone see the Karban Netanel? It was a commentary on the Rosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone understand what he was saying?
No.
Okay. Well, let's look at it for a second. I'll read it. He says a really, really fascinating thing. Karban Netanel, Ad Shetakshach. And this will set us up for the next year.
Yeah.
Okay. So he brings Akasha. Mikan Raya. From the fact that we're saying Tosefet Shabbos as an answer, the Rush's answer of Tosefet Shabbos, that proves the lo keman sh'amar, the lo can be omrim, not like the ones who say, the belel shavuos, on the night of shavuos, ein mekachin al hayayin at seit hakochavim. You're not allowed to say kiddush shavuos night until seit hakochavim. Dichtiv tmimot tehiyena, because the pasuk says you need tmimot. Does anyone know what that's talking about? I actually gave a shiur about this 2 years ago. So if you were there. We're pretty uncrowded here, so I don't know. What's that talking about? What is the source of Svirat HaOmer in the Torah? Anyone know? The source of Svirat HaOmer is the Pasuk Sheva Shabbatot Timimot. What does that mean? Seven? What does that mean?
Perfect
weeks. What does the word Timimot mean?
Full.
full weeks. You have to count 7 full weeks for Sfirat Omer. So here's a question. What happens if I want to start Shavuos early Yontif?
I can't do it.
No. Why can't I do it?
It's not full week.
Oh, what does that imply?
Shavuos also.
What does that imply about Tosefet Yom Tov, Tosefet Shabbos? Why not? Why? So what? I start Shavuos early. I'm still counting.
It's not full.
Why is it not full?
Because they didn't actually
finish. Right, exactly. The suggestion is if you do early Shavuos, you have completely cut out the concept of Tamimo, because you don't have 7 complete weeks. Even if you start Shavuos 5 minutes early, it's not 7 complete weeks. And that only makes sense if you understand Tosefet Yom Tov or Tosefet Shabbos in what way?
Mamish.
I think Mamish. You're literally bringing down the day. You're literally starting the... You're cutting off the previous day, and you're starting the next one.
If it was Mamish Yom Tov, then you would just say, okay, it's been a complete week.
It hasn't, though, because you're saying, oh, this week is only this many hours. That's very brisk, right? I like that a lot, right? You're saying it's not even a 24-hour day.
Week is a conceptual thing. Oh. That ends when you say it ends.
Okay. I like it. Okay, fine. That's actually very interesting. But everyone understand that? Everyone understand why you have to view Tosefet Shabbos as a Shabbos Mamish? And let's explore that in a second. Yeah.
But it kind of seems like there's halacha on both sides. Right? Okay. Like there's halacha that seem to indicate that it's actual Shabbos, and there's halacha that seem to indicate that it's together. So how do you work with that? Is it like they were made by people who have different...
I think what we're suggesting is that, yeah, that's the whole idea of this methodology, is that it's not just that they're arguing because I woke up and I think the halacha is this way, and you woke up and you think the halacha is that way. It's because we fundamentally understand Tosefet Shabbos differently. We understand its purpose differently. We understand how it functions differently. And our psak is a reflection of that understanding.
Right, but like, typically, wouldn't people be like, okay, this is like, let's say the halacha system is like, this is the philosophy we're accepting, and halachot are reflective of that.
That's what I think it is.
But there are halachot that seem to go towards both, right? Like the fact that you can do melacha during the 18 minutes makes it sound like it's together. But what you're talking about with Shavuot, which you're saying is a halacha, makes it sound like it's mamash. So wouldn't that indicate that
within
the halachic system?
I think that generally, it's a lot more in depth than we're going to get to explore how we paskin halacha l'maisa. I would hope and think it's consistent.
But it definitely seems like it's not.
What are you saying? If you do melacha during that, either you think that that's fine and still fulfilling Tosefet Shabbos, or you're just not fulfilling Tosefet Shabbos. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah.
But isn't that also not, right? Like, if we're going to say it's actual Shabbos, it's not just that you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, it's that you're violating Shabbos right now.
Only if you accept Tosefet Shabbos. If you don't accept Tosefet Shabbos, then you're not violating Shabbos by doing melacha during that time.
But
what do you mean?
We're not saying that it's automatically Shabbos earlier without your consent. We're saying that if you decide to take Tosefet Shabbos, then it's actually Shabbos.
Earlier, we were saying that Tosefet Shabbos is like required, right? Because I was like, isn't it when you choose to start Shabbos?
I'm not going to get into the Chiyuv yet. Maybe we'll get into the Chiyuv next time of Tosefet Shabbos. But right now, the assumption is if you accept Tosefet Shabbos, perhaps you should. It's not thrust upon you like Shabbos is. Yeah, boy.
Regardless if you're taking Tosefet Shabbos or not, the din is on somehow that eating the Karban Pesach or the matzah, whatever it is the exception to the rule regardless of how you hold it.
Eating matzah. So there's two exceptions.
Yeah.
What are the two exceptions? What are the two yontifs you can't start early?
Shavuos
and Pesach.
All of them.
Right, Shavuos, you can't start early because
because
of Tamimus. And Pesach, I can't start early because of the special din. Matzah has to be Mitechshach. So there's two exceptions. So that's the kasha of the Karban Netanel. He's saying, so the Karban Netanel is saying you must hold, if you understand Tosefet Shabbos this way, you must hold, according to the Karban Netanel, that there is. Okay, so the question is there early Shavuos? Karban Netanel would say yes. Because otherwise,
his whole thing was
he said it's not like the people who say this. That's how he words it. Right, low kamosha omer, he says. Right? He says, is there early Shavuos? Yes, you can make early Shavuos. If you say you can't make early Shavuos, nothing else makes sense, because then the Mishnah should have said
Shavuos. Erev Pesachim and Shavuos. All right, the Magen Avraham argues. And again, we're not seeing all these sources inside. He says, no, there's no early Shavuos according to the Magen Avraham. So we have a machlokas between Karmen Atal and Magen Avraham. And I want to suggest that that machlokas really fits back into this machlokas. And how do they fit in? Who views it as a Gedr Malacha?
The Karben Natano.
And who views it as Shabbos Mamash?
The Magen Avraham.
Okay. So that's the machlokas we're coming down to. About the next step would be to analyze, you know, how exactly this Tamimus concept works. That would be like to take it further down the rabbit hole, right? The question is, can you do Tosefet on Shabbos? And we're saying yes or no, depending on how you view Tosefet Shabbos. Is it full? Is it a real Tosefet Shabbos? Or is it just a Gedr Malacha? There's another way you could view this, and I'll explain it the following way. If I want to understand whether or not Isaac can lift this table.
I bet he can.
What do I need to know?
How much I can lift.
How much you can lift and?
How heavy the table is,
okay? There's two factors.
700 pounds.
Okay, I believe you. If I want to know whether I can make early Shavuos, what do I have to know? How many factors are there? I have to understand the concept of Tosefet Shabbos, Tosefet Yom Tov. Is it really Yontif? Or is it just like a Geder? Or what's the other thing I have to understand?
Is Shavuos different?
Close.
What's a full week?
When does Shavuos start?
Rafi, say what do you mean? What do you mean, what's a full week? What could the other possibility be?
That it's Shabbos and that it's actually Shabbos, but it's also still the previous day.
How could it still be the previous day? How could it still be?
Because it's not over yet. But it's also Shabbos.
You're so close.
Because we've added Kodesh onto the Yom. That's what I was trying to say before. It's like, it's both at the same time.
So you're right. I want to use my muscle again. I want to know if Isaac can lift the table. I have to know how strong Isaac is. I have to know how heavy the table is. I want to know if I can start Shavuos early. Can I do Tosefet Yom Tov on Shavuos? Or do I run into a problem of Tamimus? How I answer the question depends on how I understand not just how Tosefet Shabbos works. Is it a full-fledged Shabbos or is it just a Gedr Malacha? But it could also depend on how I understand Tamimus. There's two variables, right? Maybe I could hold, maybe both opinions can hold, right? Maybe I can view it as a full-fledged Shabbos. I'm really starting it early, but I can still see it as Tamimus. How can I do that?
Because both are at the same time.
Because the week ends when you say it ends.
There you go. Maybe you're right. Or maybe, what is Tamimus? What does it mean 7 complete weeks? It means I need maybe part of the day counts as a whole day. I counted the Omer during that day. I counted 7 complete weeks. So maybe it's not just about how I view Tosefet Shabbos, it's how I view Tamimus. That's the table, and that is Isaac. And we will hopefully cover that next time. We'll explore the second factor, which is Tamimus. If anyone wants to take pictures of any of this, they're welcome to. If anyone has any questions, happy to answer.